Welcome to the Atomic Hearth for Candle Nights, night 6 of 12, so we're officially halfway. We hope you enjoyed last night's tale as our witches learned the work of weaving.
The story will continue tomorrow, but for tonight we'd like to offer a tarot prompt about our pillar of witch as weavers to meditate on or journal about.
Light a candle, grab something warm, maybe something to write with, sit back and relax around the hearth.
During Candle Nights, we explore what it means to be weavers and how this manifests in our practice and lives.
For us, witch as a weaver speaks to the essence of our power as witches. It is our understanding that we can make change and take action in this world through a variety of means. Being witch isn't an idle experience. It's one that asks that we get our hands dirty, that we lean in with mindfulness and intent. It isn't about puppeteering, but rather thoughtfully moving and shifting the world around us. It is about being an active participant in life.
In our story last night, our witches gathered for All Spirits, a time when we are encouraged to look both forward and backward along the pattern as the liminal veils open. Here, by weaving together the needs of all the dreamers, they were able to see clearly the vision of the dream. From there, they learned the work of weaving those dreams into a reality through mindful and intent-filled hard work. To help us reflect on what it means to be a dreamer, we look to the Magician tarot card.
The Magician is about inspired action, manifestation, and new beginnings. Seen as a conduit between the spiritual and physical realms, the Magician symbolizes the power we hold and our ability to manifest. Upright, it speaks of having everything we need to make the magic happen. With all the elements in play, we have the power to make real change. But even upright, this card reminds us that we must manifest from a place of intention and connection, one that rings true to our very soul, our values. That's why Weaver, as a pillar, is one that truly weaves through all the others, because it is how we put the others into action, thoughtful, intentful action.
Reversed, the Magician reminds us that before we can truly manifest something, we have to make sure all the pieces of the puzzle are there. Is it connected? Are we connected? What mundane actions are we missing? What shadow work must be done? It also gives us time to stew on the dream until it's ripe. If we learn to ride the energy tides, to add a little emphasis here and there, we will come to find that sometimes things are ready when they're meant to be ready, and not a moment before. The Magician reverse can also speak to complications and issues, and our witch's journey isn't without its work. Be careful, though. At its farthest reaches, the Magician and the witch can find themselves mired in greed and manipulation. That is why staying connected is so important.
So this Candle Night Eve, we offer some questions to consider and journal on. You might jot them down in your journal. As witches, we are in essence the Magician. Reflect on your practice a moment. When and where do you feel powerful? What about connected? Have you ever used your power to act in an unconnected way? What were the results? What about when you've used your power in a connected way? What were those results? We hope these prompts provide a thoughtful reflection on what it means to be witch in everyday life.
Join us again tomorrow as we continue to weave our narrative.
May these nights be merry and bright.
Happy Candle Nights!